This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin. And that's right, it is time once again for the puzzle. Let's start with last week's challenge from the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shortz.
Name an animal. Add the letters A and T, rearrange the result to name another animal. They're both animals in a zoo, and the last letter of the first animal is the first letter of the last one. What animals are these?
Well, more than 800 of you figured out the answer, and our randomly selected winner this week is Alfwina Mishler from Cairo, Egypt. And Alfwina joins us on the line now. Congratulations, Alfwina.
Thank you.
And Alfwina, we should say you are our first puzzle winner from Cairo. Congratulations on that, too. That's a milestone in and of itself.
I'd like to be a first.
So before we get any further, I want to know, what was the answer to last week's challenge?
The first animal was gorilla. The second animal was alligator.
Well, well done. Congratulations on solving that. And at this point, I want to introduce you to the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shortz. Good morning, Will.
Good morning, Rachel. And Alfwina, congratulations.
Thank you. Good morning.
And we should mention you're an American and you've been living in Cairo for the last 20 years. Are crossword puzzles something that Egyptians do?
They have them in some of the newspapers, but they're not very common. I myself don't do crossword puzzles. I'll do other types, you know, anagrams or something.
Okay, so you would call yourself kind of a puzzler.
I'm not a great puzzler.
Well, we'll put you to the test today with Will Shortz. Let's do it, Will. Go for it.
All right, Alfwina, every answer today is a familiar three-word phrase, name or title, in which each word has exactly five letters, like Royal Opera House.
Okay.
Number one is an old saying that's advice against rushing.
Taste makes waste.
Excellent. Women's tennis champ of the 1970s and 80s.
Oh, Billie Jean King.
No, yes. She was big and she did have a three-word name, but it's not 555.
That's not five letters. That's the only name I know.
Do you know this one, Rachel?
Chris Everett Lloyd.
There you go. Chris Everett Lloyd. Nice. Here's a more recent one, 2006 Meryl Streep film, in which she plays a fashion editor with the...
The Devil Wears Prada.
Yeah, The Devil Wears Prada.
Yeah. Close enough.
We count that one. An annual award announced in Oslo.
Oh, the Nobel Peace Prize.
That's it. The menace in Jaws.
What was the first word?
Menace in Jaws, in the movie Jaws.
Oh, Great White Shark.
Great White Shark is
right.
Nicely
done.
Alternative to rye, pumpernickel, and white.
Something with a bagel.
Not bagel, no. No, there's you buy a loaf at the grocery. There's rye, pumpernickel, white. What's the fourth kind?
It's nutritious. It's supposed to be nutritious.
Whole wheat bread?
Whole wheat bread is it.
Good job.
Leukocytes, which help the immune system defend the body against infectious diseases.
Leukocytes.
White blood cells?
White blood cells, good.
Wow.
And your last two answers are four-word phrases, in which every word has five letters.
Ooh, mixing it up, Will.
And your first one is professional DC group that grills the president's spokesman.
Something Press Corps.
Yes.
Yes, and where do they have their grillings?
1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, I don't know. Okay, White House Press Corps.
Nice.
White House Press Corps is it. And your last one, a saying expressed when two people come up with the same idea.
I don't know. In my family, always said you owe me a Coke.
That's right.
I like that, but
it's
not 5555.
Oh, you're right.
Two people say come up with the same idea at the same time, and what do you say?
I don't know. With five letters, I don't know.
I don't know either, Will.
I'll just tell you, it's great minds think alike.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Of course.
I've never used it in that situation. I've used it in other
Still pretty good effort, Alfwina. Congratulations. That was great.
Thank you.
And for playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And I know we don't have a local NPR member station in Cairo, but tell us, Alfwina, how do you tune in to our program?
I listen to npr.org.
Great. So you listen online to our website, npr.org. Mm-hmm. Alfwina Mishler from Cairo, thanks so much for playing the puzzle this week.
Thank you.
So, Will, what do you have for us next week?
Yes, this week's challenge comes from listener Kevin Roberts of Norcross, Georgia. Name two fictional characters, the first one good, the second one bad. Each is a one-word name. Drop the last letter of the name of the first character, read the remaining letters in order from left to right, and the result will name a world capital. What is it? So again, two fictional characters, the first one good, the second one bad. Each is a one-word name. Drop the last letter of the name of the first character, read the result from left to right, and it will name a world capital. What capital is it?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Just one entry per person, please. And our deadline for entries is Thursday, February 16th at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. And if you're the winner, we'll give you a call, and you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shortz. Thanks so much, Will.
Thanks, Rachel.